Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Rick Bachrach, Jen Pointer, and Bill Dolan. The question I want to ask, what does "you're not listening to me" actually mean? Jen, can you kick us off?
This is a good one. I have spent a lot of time thinking about this because you obviously have to get into hearing versus listening. Mm-hmm. And where a lot of people, you know, you hear with your ears, you listen with your brain. And a lot of people really struggle with that listening piece and getting their brain involved. Mm-hmm. I find myself actually struggling with the hearing part. And I have a tendency to multitask, but I'll pull things out of conversations that nobody expected that I actually heard. Mm-hmm. I hear that phrase more than I would like, "you're not listening to me," when really they have my attention, but not my physical attention. And so that's mm-hmm. something I'm definitely working on.
Hmm. I'll jump in. I think it's also a matter of context. I think it can mean different things at different times. You know, as a parent, it can often mean, "I'm here to lecture you. You need to pay attention to what I have to say." So, you know, it's the beacon effect. I'm projecting, you're going to accept it. Hmm. In a more common sense, though, I think it also represents something beyond just the words. And that is that we're multiple people hypothetically having a conversation. We each have perspectives and we each have things that are important to us. And in order to have truly an effective communication, you have several parties that need to understand where the other person's position is, to accept those positions, and then find those soft spots to, more often than not, let's say, negotiate understanding. Hmm. So I think it can mean one thing, the gist of "you're not listening to me" or "you're not listening," you know, as Jen says, it has to do with hearing, but also really with understanding that person's position. Mm-hmm.
I'll jump back in real quick because I really, when you talked about from perspective, I think that goes in so many relational aspects of "you're not listening to me." A lot of times just means you're not accepting my opinion.
Mm. I think for children, it often means you're not doing what I'm telling you to do.
Right.
And I think we take that into adulthood. I know I had a relationship long ended, but I used to say, "I am listening. I am understanding. I disagree." Bill, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the term "you're not listening to me" is a little bit of a red herring, because I don't think that very often the issue is listening. The real issue is you're not honoring me. You could say you're not seeing me, you're not hearing me, you're not acknowledging my presence, you're not acknowledging my value. Now, granted, when you bring up the whole parent thing, that's a different ballgame, because if a parent says it to a child, I mean, look, there's a lot of children that simply don't want to hear what you have to say. But in a relationship, hearing is an act of respect. Hearing is an act of honor. Hearing is an act of saying you are valuable and worthy to be heard. And so listening isn't just an act of receiving the way, you know, in the television, a lot of us work in media, like a wave coming this way and we pick it up. Real hearing at its heart is about leaning into somebody and acknowledging that who you are is valuable and you're worthy to be heard. And I think that's really one of the, when someone tells me that I'm not listening, that's really what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know, like, my husband, Russ, great guy. I have no complaints about him, but if he's watching football, he cannot hear. It has nothing to do with whether he's listening to me or not. He cannot hear me if he's watching football. So
is that focus, Robin?
I think it's focus related. Yeah.
I mean,
the poor guy, he's a Jets fan.
Well, he should be having a great week. They had a great draft.
He's very pleased with the draft. Yes. Yeah. Very pleased with the draft. But it is funny because sometimes I'll say, I have to like stand in front of him and be like, "I need like 2 seconds." And then he'll look at me and be like, "What? Oh, what do you need?"
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole idea of giving your attention is like a breakthrough. I was just thinking about that with, dare I say, with my beautiful wife, who actually my high school sweetheart, I've been married for decades. And she has had some real heart-to-hearts with me. to state that there's a difference between proximity and presence.
Yes.
And I often, and maybe it's part of my gender issue, think that by showing up, I'm actually giving you my presence, when in fact I'm not. You know, not to go too deep here, but you know, my kids are now adults and I've had the chance to talk with them more and really develop a deeper relationship. And I used to travel a lot for business, and I'm in the creative world. So I'm working on a big show and I'm working on a project here. I'm going here. I just got back, or I'm just about to leave. And my middle son, Willie, said, "Dad, you know, I love you." I said, "Yeah, no, and you know, I love you." He said, "But you just need to know something." He said, "You showed up, but you were rarely present." I was like, ah, oh, stab me in the heart. And I began to understand what that really means. And that's why I use the term leaning in, because when you not just give people eye contact or lend them an ear, but lean in, it really is not only an expression to them, but it brings my entire being into the act of really hearing you. And I say that now as a papa Bill, because my son has grandchildren, and you can bet that I try not to just walk by or just try to be in the room. It's like, how can I lean in? How can I get at your level? And I try to do that with my employees, with my clients, and with my family. And I'm still got a lot of work to do. But to me, that's all about listening, all about loving, all at the same time.
So when someone says, "You're not listening to me," not in the context of a fight, but in the context of I'm trying to communicate with you, I think it's very different. I have a client who one time I was listening and I was taking notes and I was, you know, really intently, but I was looking down because I was taking notes. And he said to me, "I'm going to stop till you're able to listen." And I was like, "Oh, no, I am listening. I'm so sorry." And I went back through and I said, "These are the notes I have so far. Did I miss anything?" But just the idea that I was not looking at the screen because I was on Zoom made me realize, wow, he really feels not listened to, even though I'm listening intently and taking notes.
I just recently experienced something very similar to that. I was recently at a doctor's office. I had gone to a neurologist and had some scans done. They called me on a Friday. It took me 2.5 months to get into this appointment. And the results came back on a Friday and they said, "It came back abnormal. We need you to come into the office." They got me in on Tuesday the next week. Again, I'm going, they got me in really fast. This is bad. And I get into the office and it's very visibly like the first time he has seen these results. And he's asking me questions. And I was telling him, like, "Here recently I've had a hard time swallowing." And I was like, "But it's when the food gets right here, then it feels like it gets caught and I feel like I'm choking." And my father passed away from aspirational pneumonia. So then anxious. It's a trigger for me. And then he asked me the next question. And I looked up and I said, "If you can't listen to me, there's no reason for me to answer that." And he said, "I'm listening to you." I said, "You listen to me, point?" Because I never said where. I just said here. And that moment, I found myself, even in this appointment that was terribly important, I shut down. And I didn't want to hear anything else he had to say.
You know, I'd love to go back to, Robin, a point that you made earlier, and that's the ability to focus, and Bill's comment about the difference between proximity and presence. But it also, your presence also has to be authentic, right? These are conscious decisions that have to be made. It's not just the case of, let's say, showing up, and looking at somebody and saying, "Hey, I'm here." You've got to be there and want to be there for the right reasons. And you have to want to be engaged for the right reasons. So then you're truly present and it's an authentic action. I can accept that. Robin's ability to look down and take notes and still hear me and listen to what I'm saying, I've got to accept the fact that in order for her to be able to really consider it after the fact, she's got to be able to refer to those notes. It may seem like at the time, you're not listening. That may not be the case. So I think all of our interactions, we have to really take everybody into account, not just ourselves. us, right?
Well, that is a great place for us to end our 10 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I look forward to having another conversation with each of you again really soon.